All right. Such an honor to be here. Thank you all for coming out today. You know, I think what was really cool about this experience is a lot of the musicians here are, you know, we're all buddies and have some kind of camaraderie. And then just sitting in that circle when we first got here yesterday and all introduced each other, it's like seeing the way that different veterans, like maybe you didn't serve together, but you still have that camaraderie, you have that spirit, that common understanding and language. And to me, that, like, even just coming into this room yesterday was powerful in and of itself. And so I got the honor of working with Shane, and it's so cool. Shane is actually a musician himself, and really a wonderful musician. And growing up, his dad, mom, and all his brothers and sisters would sing and play tunes together. And so I think what was really powerful about your story, Shane, is how you carried music throughout your whole life is something that was really, really helpful to people in healing and just this powerful force in the world. So just like we're here today using music to heal and celebrate and acknowledge the pain that, you know, y'all feel. You know, Shane, he served in Vietnam in 70 to 71. And one of the things that he did that was really unique was playing in a band in Vietnam and traveling around to different fire bases. And so he's telling me this story about they had a Huey helicopter and they drive around or fly around. And man, I can't imagine that. Like, I get stressed out loading up the car going to a gig sometimes, you know. You imagine being in a helicopter. And he's saying, and so I'm like, man, you know, like, what's it like being out in the middle of the jungle? And he told me, you know, one day they're playing a gig and a bullet rings out and knocks the speaker off of the stage. And so he goes, and I'm going to paraphrase, I forget the exact line, but he goes and he picks back up the speaker and he puts it on the stand and he gets back on the microphone and he's like, I guess them Viet Cong don't like rock and roll very much. Or I'm paraphrasing. I got to get that line perfect. But and so that to me was really, I mean, that what a standout story. And so, you know, and then we talked more about, you know, that where he started in music and his dad and his family and how influential it was. And so the song that we're writing is kind of it has like more of an upbeat feel, but it's in that old time kind of style, going back to the roots of how you started with music. And so again, thank you for your service. Thank you all for being here. Shane, it's looking forward on making the boogie woogie version of this song in the future.